September the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. Four in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
Yes, my friend. There's a riot going on right here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Actually, it's a stampede to commerce and the beneficiaries in common technology. You're listening to Take No Prisoners, and we're the featured act every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy, and thanks for joining me. Our number tonight for your calls is 1-800-313-9443, although we probably will not be taking calls the first half hour. There's a very serious and important subject that I feel we need to address. It's an imperative to address, and so we'll get that out of the way first thing. Also, if you're interested in attending the five-day Comprehensive Law Merchants Leadership Conference, which begins on August 2nd, or you'd like to order the Rockland, Massachusetts seminar, then by all means, please send an email without attachments to robertat@hush.com. I think you'll find Rockland will be good preparation for the Law Merchants Conference, especially Folder 4, which is where you should concentrate, which is the if you'd like to be a creditor in commerce folder, and the comprehensive administrative remedies in there will pretty much show you how we do things. And the recourse folder includes 17 or 18 very viable enforcement strategies, two of which we are going to discuss tonight with my game face on. We're going to be wearing a serious face for our conversation for the first hour or so. Friends, it's Sunday night, June 24th, and boy, do we have an interesting show tonight. I wish we didn't in this manner, but we do. If you like Dynasty, then I guarantee you're going to love tonight's program. You know, the Patriot Movement, at times, I feel is a bit like the Mafia. Every once in a while, the herd gets thinned out, and folks feel they have to go to the mattresses. I'm not exactly sure why that is. Sometimes I think it's ego. Some people, as you know, all of us have an inbred instinct to say the word no or but. We have an inbred instinct for controversy and argument, and I think sometimes that comes out in different factions. Out west, you have your Big Sky Storms, and back east, we've got Tony Soprano and Luca Brasi. And I guess from what I've been hearing the last week or so, we just may be experiencing one of those East Coast turf wars right about now. Here's an email I received yesterday. Sam, I've been hearing through the grapevine that a lot of people lately using your methods and Winston's are being arrested. Can you elaborate on the accuracy of these rumors? I'm hearing it from reputable people in our cause. If true, you feel it is due to them making mistakes in applying the methodology. Folks, that's about as good a cliffhanger as we've ever had. We're going to pick this subject up after the break. As many of you who know me intimately know, I'm not a go-to-the-mattresses kind of guy. I don't think we should feed controversy, but this is an issue of safety, and everybody needs to hear what we're going to talk about in the next segment. Please join me in 3 minutes.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, "A penny saved is a penny earned." By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Glad you made it. On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
Yes, welcome to America, friends. I say America as distinct from the United States Federal Corporation. As I was saying before the break, I'm not a go-to-the-mattresses kind of guy, other than if I'm in a courtroom setting, in which case I am the mattress. But those who know me know that I don't like to address such things. Controversies come, controversies go. People start rumors. Rumors appear. There are provocateurs out there who will start rumors. People have agendas. All that stuff happens. And I come back to you, the people. You have to decide, based upon your logic, common sense, knowledge, experience, and wisdom, what's right for you. Do not take my word for anything. Don't take Winston's word. Don't take Jack's word. Take and honor your word. But this is such an issue of safety that I'm going to break with my own policy and address certain things head on, because I do think that a direct answer is needed here, even at the risk of being victimized, because you understand that when you find yourself explaining, a little light ought to go off in the back of your head saying you're a victim. But in this case, because it's issues of safety and I care about the people that I have contacts with and I care about my listeners, let's give this a head-on direct answer. And let me just say that I have not had a single such report of adverse consequences since we started using BIC, not just in this country, but around the world. Not one report. And I know where this rumor started. This started down in Florida from one person, and now, as you see, it's amplified to a lot of people lately using your methods, and Winston's are being arrested. Next, there'll be thousands of people are being arrested. But any, and excuse my sarcasm, I really don't have ill will about such things. This has to happen. It always happens. This is the nature of humanity. We are imperfect creatures. To my knowledge, at this point, thousands of BIC bonds have been served on Treasury without a single incident. Now imagine that, thousands of such bonds, and dating back to the late 1990s, tens of thousands of bonds of all kinds and bills of exchange have been served on Treasury, and there have been almost no reports of incidents. They have all been accepted. Now, the same is also true for BIC promissory notes, which are being served as we speak all over the country in judicial forums. Not a single adverse incident has been reported to me. Have some of them been returned? Oh, yes, but as those of you who know me understand, I don't consider that to be not only is it not an adverse consequence, I don't consider that to be a negative event whatsoever. I consider that to be a blessing, because every act of stupidity by a public official which puts him into a state of official misconduct gives me exactly the sort of leverage on the public side that I require to enforce the private settlement and my administrative victory under public policy. And we return those, asking them if they would like to take the opportunity to disprove that they've been tampering with evidence, and not one has ever come back a second time. Plus, they've learned a lesson that we are not someone to be trifled with. Every one of those situations is actually a victory, not a defeat. So, nonetheless, I urge people, despite the fact that there's not a single situation I am aware of, I urge people to be cautious and first learn who they are and what they're capable of, even if that knowledge takes years to acquire. And they must own any technology they contemplate using before they consider taking action of any sort. Now, the same is true for judicial cases. I have heard plenty of favorable reports, and I've read you a number of them the last few weeks, and not a single tragedy thus far. Judicial is much harder to analyze, of course, because it's easy to say someone got arrested. It could have been in a case that's been ongoing for 4 years, controversy after controversy, and now they're trying to turn it around and circumstances change. But even under those circumstances, I have not had a single such incident reported to me, and certainly not in any of the cases where I'm actively engaged with the surety. It's sort of funny how these things get started. I actually find it amusing at times. They make for very interesting stories. It can be as simple as a fellow in a three-year-old case with old BOEs that he's worried about and controversies and contempt citations getting arrested, and the next thing you know, that is expanded by our fear as to be a reflection on the new methodology that he hasn't even sent out to the vendor, to the offerer in question. And those expansions happen all the time because we fail to ask the most basic questions that we would ask if we were buying a used car. And we'll review some of those questions in just a minute. And then there are other circumstances that are highly peculiar, but I certainly take them as lessons in the human condition, something I'm keenly aware of as someone who used to write novels. For instance, I guided a husband and wife in New Jersey through a BIC process a couple of months ago, and we spent a lot of time in lengthy emails and communications, and I'm pleased to report that they were excellent executors of BIC, and it resulted in the fact that both of their sons were released from felony situations as a direct result of the BIC process. And it took, I'm not sure in the exact timeline, but it struck me as it took less than a month. It took just a couple of weeks. They filed what they had to file. They served what they had to serve. And boom, the boys were out of the situation. The police stopped prowling the neighborhood. Parking tickets were no longer given out on the block. And I read you a couple of emails of congratulations and appreciation about that case to you from these principals. So I now understand that those good folks, and they are good folks, are trying to sell some sort of public bond process using some sort of multi-level marketing structure, which begins at $3,500, and then there's a kickback maybe of $1,000 for referrals thereafter. And I'm telling you this not to condemn such a thing, because there may very well be merit in that system. I'm not aware of exactly what the system is. I have no idea if the process will work or if it won't work. However, I do know that there has not been a successful set-off yet with it. But sales conferences are being held, and at the conferences, it's being said that BIC does not work and the BIC instruments have deficiencies. And that's even as their sons walk the streets as free men. Now, the BIC instruments do have deficiencies, and some of them are intentional. They don't have ISIN and NSIN numbers or any of the fancy rigmarole you would see on publicly traded bonds, intentionally. But that's not to mean that they can't be improved. And if someone has a method whereby the BIC instruments can be improved, by all means, bring it to me, and I will be happy. Even if you're making a profit on it, you're entitled to, if you've put in work and the like, make your profit. I'll be happy to help you disseminate the technology without taking a penny of profit for myself if it's something that will benefit patriots around the world. For me, this is a labor of love, and I know it's a labor of love for Winston, and I think that's why people at times deign to listen to what we have to say. And I can truthfully say that everything I say is not worth listening to. So people must understand that what I do out of a labor of love. This is my calling. And it took me to age, maybe 54 years old, to realize that this was my calling, and medicine, my area of medicine, was not it. And I urge everyone listening to please be careful that you don't make decisions based upon an email or a rumor or even what I say on this program. It is essential that you do not make decisions based upon misinformation. I mean, would you attempt to pilot a plane by having taken a quick correspondence course in it? Or if you were a seasoned pilot, would you ground the plane before you read an email that said, oh, we heard that the guy who designed that particular airline engine got arrested for felony drunk driving down in Florida? Of course not. You would at least want to ask some basic questions. Was that fellow drinking when he designed the airline engine? Have there been any incidents since that engine was designed 25 years ago, et cetera, et cetera? So I know that as a direct consequence of some of this stuff in the last week, Winston's seminar in Massachusetts was canceled by the folks who were sponsoring in New Hampshire. Now, I know those folks, and I know they're good people. But very candidly, let me observe two things. Number one, anyone who misses the opportunity to listen to a man of Winston Shrout's genius and wisdom is clearly having a bad day. And secondly, there is a Harold Hill type of fellow who's been making the rounds in Massachusetts and New Hampshire, and you may want to hear more about that when we return in 3 minutes after the break, because a lot of people have suffered financial hardship because of that particular fellow. I'll be back in 3 minutes, folks.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multiwave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5099. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? EvenStarForLife.com, EvenStarForLife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Glad you made it. On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
I got no bread for the rent. I got my next two paychecks spent. And my debts are rising higher than a rocket.
Welcome back, friends. There was a bad time for a break because what I was about to say was that Winston's seminar was canceled by one of the sponsors. But the other sponsor is continuing, and Winston will be there. I believe the date is July 13th, 14th, and 15th, but it would be that weekend in Massachusetts. And if you at all can make that seminar, folks, you don't want to miss Winston Shrout in all of his glory. And if you have the opportunity and you walk away from it to hear a man of Winston's brilliance, and he is brilliant, and wisdom, then you should take advantage of it. And it's also a very cost-effective seminar. So again, Winston's seminar will be held, but the original sponsor had canceled. And again, that's disturbing to me, because that cancellation is based upon these inflated, expanded kinds of interpretations of very simple things that happen in cases all day long. Now, I don't attribute these sorts of things to greed, except for that one situation that I mentioned to you in Massachusetts and New Hampshire. There is a fellow who has gone from group to group, taking large amounts of funds and not delivering follow-through and service. So be wary if you're in that area and you're asked for money. Just be wary. It may be a perfectly fine situation, but just be cautious. That's to all my friends in that area. As I was saying, there are only two emotions in this world. There's love and there's fear. I don't see any two other emotions in the human condition. And fear can be extremely powerful, as you know. For instance, just imagine if we had allowed a couple of adverse responses to have stopped us from exploring commercial redemption almost 10 years ago. How many good patriots would have fallen if they had not learned to be skilled creditors over the last decade and had not learned to abandon argument, controversy, and contempt in favor of settling accounts? Sure, many patriots paid a hard price to gain that knowledge. But just because someone made an error along the way and didn't have complete knowledge, and who among us can claim to have complete knowledge other than Jesus Christ, and wound up in a prison scenario paying the price for that ignorance, look how lucky the rest of us were in gaining the information that he blessed us with by his error and by his sharing that information with us. Here's an email I received last night. It said, quote, I made the judge surety for the defendant, surrendered the birth certificate, and on the third judge, the prosecutor motioned to dismiss the case, and she did, and then returned the defendant back to me. I never did this before, but it seems we had exposed them with our affidavits, and they were all running away scared, thanks to the Lord's help, my prayers, and all the truth we put on paper, which they did not want to be on the record. The case was dismissed. Folks, those are the kinds of reports I see every day, and people who are embroiled in those situations trying to get to that point, which is why I'm an evangelist for commerce, and specifically for the beneficiaries in common payment approach, as a remedy for the present-day situation where the United States has conquered its creators. What if we had let our fear 10 years ago when redemption was introduced get the better of us? There would be no commercial victories today. And those of you who experienced commercial victories, just imagine where you would have been. Knowing fear, it's to be expected that from time to time, some parties will permit their own fears to expand unrelated incidents into lessons that don't at all reflect the situation. And this harms patriots around the world who are struggling to gain a foundation and a belief system for their defense. So when someone circulates emails that say that promissory notes are being interpreted as fraudulent securities, when parties start imparting grandeur to rumors such as John's individual master file has been sealed, so that must mean that criminal charges are coming down, and when you hear statements like, this agency or that agency won't take promissory notes for payment, even though we've seen hundreds, if not thousands, of promissory notes accepted, and many of them credited to the account, it's time for a reality check. When you get an email like that, it's time to ask some of the hard questions. Why on earth would anyone make a command decision based upon rumors and emails from strangers that could alter one's life without demonstrating at least the same basic curiosity that you would demonstrate when you make a major purchase? For instance, I would want to know, how do they explain all those settled years and all those victories that have been reported in so many administrative and judicial cases across the nation? I would want to know, have they named the parties who so-called failed? Have they named third-party defendants in the case? If not, how can they conclude that an instrument has failed if they have never required the public official to testify under oath as to the final disposition of the payment? Or if they've at least issued a subpoena ducis tecum for a certified accounting. We'll pick that up after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, welcome to America. Glad you made it.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Folks, you'll be able to download this program from the archives as of tomorrow morning, and also transcripts generally will be available. They're floating around the web within a couple of days after completion of the program. Thank you for joining me. Before the break, we were discussing the criteria that one might entertain in evaluating whether a technology has failed, has indeed failed, or if the technology is merely in flux in the middle of a case. And just a reminder, Winston's seminar, that would be Winston Shrout, is being held July 13th, 14th, and 15th in Mansfield, Massachusetts. And if you go to Winston's website, which I believe is Winston Shrout Solutions in Commerce, you will be able to sign up for what should be just a wonderful experience. He has never held a seminar that hasn't been the most informative and productive learning experience for the attendees. Anyway, back to this question as to what are the criteria one might entertain when evaluating if a technology has failed or if it's merely in play at the moment. And the questions that I would be asking would include, have the parties, there's a rumor that something failed, well, have you asked that party if they've named third-party defendants in the case? Have they converted the liability and then named third-party defendants so they could bring those third-party defendants into a public forum to testify under oath as to what happened to the funds? Who stole the funds? Did you steal the funds? Have they subpoenaed the records into that court case or a collateral court case? Have they subpoenaed a certified accounting? Have they asked a notary to depose themselves regarding the entire administrative process? A deposition, as we've been discussing, is, other than testimony in open court, is the highest form of evidence. It's really equivalent to testimony in open court, and many expert witnesses testify by deposition. It's not just a deposition. They testify by deposition. Have you asked a notary to issue a summons to depose the third-party defendants? Now, that's not done often, but a notary in many different venues has that capability. With that authority in your back pocket and a cooperative, educated notary who understands the risks and the benefits, in some of those jurisdictions, a notary has the same power of summons and subpoena and enforcement as other officers of the court. Has that party asked a notary to place the administrative judgment into evidence, not just into the case file, friends, but into evidence, as we do in the BIC process on page one of the notary's letter of due presentment or demand for payment when we present the promissory note? Right there, if there's a pleading that's attached, then there would be a statement right there to, under notary's seal, demand is made to place that into evidence. Has that party filed a petition for summary judgment under public policy? If they have their binding administrative agreement and estoppel in hand, have they demanded summary judgment? Have they filed a complaint in a collateral court? Why would you do that? Well, to provide the third-party defendant the opportunity to clear their name, to account for the stolen funds under penalty of perjury. That's a blessing that you're granting to the third-party defendant, regardless if it's a clerk, a judge, a prosecutor, someone in pretrial services, a commissioner of an agency, any or all of the above. Has that party who's claiming the technology failed filed a judicial disciplinary action in any forum? Now, granted, those don't often work, but if they're bonded, they may very well have more influence than you've ever experienced before if you've attempted such things in equity. Has that party prepared a petition to compel the judge's removal? Have they prepared a criminal complaint regarding the refusal to step down? Have they filed the judicial disciplinary action or an action with the bar regarding the judge's failure to step down upon being named a third-party defendant? Folks, do you know how outrageous it is for a defendant, third-party or otherwise, to be holding court on his own trial? Do you understand what a breach of ethics and law that is? And statute. Has this party, who thinks his process has failed, asked the notary to make due presentment of a 3-day offer of immunity? Why would you do that? Well, how about granting the third-party defendants an opportunity to choose between the petition for summary judgment or the criminal complaint? Here, Mr. Jones, I'm advising you, A, treasury liquidation is following, B, a 1099 will be filed, here's a copy, C, would you like me to file this petition for summary judgment, or would you like me to take the criminal complaint to the federal grand jury? Let me know in 3 days. Has that party loaded the court with witnesses who are armed with instant affidavits? when they're making such an offer in open court. And you could certainly make an offer like that in open court. Herr Bailiff, hand this to the judge. Your Honor, would you like me to file that petition for summary judgment, or would the court like to make a motion sua sponte to that end, or would you like me to take that criminal complaint and attach affidavits across the street? Has that party filed a Chapter 13 action and summoned the judge in as a debtor? Has that party, what else could you do? Have they processed a commercial lien against the underwriters? Those third-party defendants have sureties and underwriters. It could be the CAFR funds. It could be all the county buildings and real estate. It, depending on the venue, it could be the court building you're standing in. Have they presented a true bill on that commercial lien? If the true bill's been dishonored, have they filed a lawsuit to collect the interpleaded funds? And attached to the lawsuit, have they issued a summons for the third-party defendants? Bring them in under oath. Have they filed a petition to quiet title on the straw man under those circumstances? If we have a dispute over title here, who's the title holder? Who's got the first right of lien? Have they sued the straw man as the trust to quiet title? Have they sought declaratory judgment against the straw man or any party seeking a controversy? And that's something, by the way, that Winston reviewed at his Fort Collins seminar and probably will have more to say at the next at the Mansfield seminar. Has that party filed a 1099 as a creditor through the straw man to report the fugitive funds as a gain to the other parties? Does that sound exotic? Folks, that's a procedure any and every competent third-party debt collector performs routinely when writing off a bad debt such as a credit card loss. Has that party provided the third-party defendants with an opportunity to choose between the petition for summary judgment and the filing of the 1099? In other words, has that party done anything other than pronounce their case dead in the water because the promissory note was sent back? Or because, boy, I sent in the promissory notes and they didn't do anything. They're ignoring my process. Of course they're ignoring it. You haven't done anything to wake them up. They haven't seen the beef. And if this party has not done any of these things that we just questioned about, or if the friend of yours who sent you the email about that rumor has not asked these questions, why on earth is anyone listening to proclamations of the death of commercial remedies from someone who hasn't tried any of the commercial remedies? Does that make sense? In medicine, we talk about outcome-proven treatment. If you're involved in a serious case that can spell tragedy for your family, much as if you had a member who was a family member who was in a hospital facing a critical situation, as I just had with my mom, would you not want to ask those basic questions? Or would you bank their health and welfare, or bank your health and welfare in your judicial case, or your tax case, or your comp case, or your foreclosure, whatever it may be, on an email rumor mill that has fed the patriot movement for years and probably cost many patriots their freedom? Does that make any sense? It makes no sense to me. And if my only suggestion would be is that if your life is on the line and the welfare of your family is on the line, then there's only one person you should consult about what's right for you, and that is you. Don't take my word for it. Don't take Winston's word for it. Don't take Jack Smith's word, Sam Davis's word, Barton Butts's word, anybody's word. You trust your own knowledge and wisdom and grow those things so your faith in your knowledge and wisdom will be unshakable. Let me just add one other statement before closing this subject forever. Those who worship fear are doomed, I'm afraid, to go down in flames. And those who trust in love are more than likely to flourish in faith. I wish everyone should experience God's blessing in choosing his or her own pathway. Now, let's roll on to BIC. I think one of the reasons that I've been successful in getting the message out, and it has spread worldwide, is that BIC truly for me is a labor of love. And the reason it's a labor of love for me is simple. 4 years ago, I did not invent the BIC instruments. Winston did not invent the BIC instruments. We each have our own varieties of templates in our library. And if you're using it, so should you, because it's not Winston's process, it's not my process, it's not Jack's process, it's not Roger's process, it's not Gene's process. It's your process if you choose to use it. But I certainly did not invent those instruments. However, 4 years ago, a thought dawned on me when I came upon 28 USC 2041. And as you know, I spend very little time studying statutes. And the thought was that if, as the statute says, all funds placed on deposit in any court in the United States in an adjudicated or pending case must be transferred to Treasury, which, by the way, is no surprise, who else would be inventorying the assets? But if all funds in a pending or adjudicated case must be transferred to Treasury, I can only begin to imagine the fun we could have. And the fun began with an administrative process I designed back then, which was called a demand for a trustee's investigation. It was a very potent procedure, which I didn't follow up on after the first time. But as the old saying goes, when the student is ready, the teachers will appear. The second I caught wind of the joint tenancy idea on the instruments, it was like a light went off, just like that. And I knew then that this was a vision that had come to me. It is time to move forward with that process, and that's what we have done. BIC is what I call this process because I don't look at it as an instrument or a series of instruments. I look at it as a vast armada of public and private tools and weapons in our arsenal, tied together based upon the understanding that, number one, on the private side, all surety obligation gets converted over to the recipients of the instruments, and number two, because of the joint tenancy aspect of it, that goes hand in hand with the public side that tells them that if they fail to ledger those funds on up to Treasury, if they don't do the upload, they have committed a felony. And that is a 1-2 punch like we have never had before. And I defy anyone to come up with something more potent, which gives us more possibilities and more options to be able to move in any direction we want. And that leads to the topic of creative thinking. That's what it's all about, creativity. If you look at something and suddenly the mind explodes with 10, 20, 30, 100 ideas of where you could go with this, or even goes beyond that and says, there's no limit to where I can go with this, then you know you have something at hand with great potential. It doesn't have to be proven in situation A or B because party A using it may have different capability than party B, and it's party A and party B that are going to make it happen. But in my hands, I can guarantee you that it would be like an onslaught from some sort of Neanderthal sloth with 100 arms, because I can use BIC like a weapon in each one of those hands. And no matter what comes my way, there's got to be 5 or 10 different answers that enter the mind instantly as counterpunches, counterpoints, and remedies to ensure that the private settlement is ledgered on the public side. And that, in fact, is what set off is all about. That doesn't mean it has to be complicated and has to use all the paper that I've generated. I have extensive administrative remedies. It can be as simple as walking into an IRS office and saying, here's my bond, would you please enter it in the computer? And folks, we've done that. In fact, we've done it without walking in. We've sent instructions to the computer department and said, here, please ledger the payment and had it log in 2 weeks. Every case is different. There are no rules. And the beauty of that is that you can make up your rules that fit you as you go. BIC has that much versatility. Here's another email I received, yesterday. Sam, you would not believe the papers I filed to prevent the controversy. Well, folks, we'll have to pause on this email till after the break. I thank you for indulging me. I think sometimes it's important to get back to the foundation and understand why we're doing what we're doing. I hope from that last 5 minutes you understand what BIC is and what it is not. It's not an instant technology. It's an amalgam of possibilities.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
You made it. On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
I got no bread for the rent. I got my next 2 paychecks spent. And my debts are rising faster than a rocket.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Folks, we were reading an email regarding some interesting methodology that is reflective of probably, maybe 15-20% of the unsolicited emails that I receive in the course of a day. Sam, you would not believe the papers I filed to prevent a controversy. I denied the existence of the state, conditionally accepted their claim upon proof of claim that John Smith, the straw man, truly existed. Sounds to me like we've got a controversy. That a real man or woman was injured, that the state was injured, produced the document that was issued by a court as mandated by the statute, demand to dismiss, refused discovery of important documents to prove beyond doubt. Sam, I can't remember everything I filed. The court refused to acknowledge any of it. Talked over me in hearings, not letting me speak. I asked the judge the first day if he had a license to practice law when he entered a plea of not guilty. Yes, I am, and I have a license to prove it. The court refused, I guess that was the judge's response. The court refused to hear motions of the attorneys that thought this was a simple case. No, they ignored all challenges and moved forward, and the final hearing before trial still refused to hear me and was going to trial whether I was ready or I had an attorney or not. All right. I guess you get the gist of it. And people send me emails like that, and they send me documents and say, what do you think? Let me tell everyone listening what I think. You are mired in equity. And unless you are a great litigator, better than attorneys in equity process, you are more than likely to suffer tragedy. This is the typical kind of argument scenario that gets people in trouble. As an alternative to that, let me just hypothesize what I might do in a situation like that and see if it makes any sense to you. And this goes to the very foundation of BIC. I would take the documents and accept them for value. I would issue a promissory note and an offset bond. I would send the offset bond to Treasury and a promissory note to the offering party here, which once it's at the court level would be the clerk and the judge, naming them as co-fiduciaries on the promissory note. I would not have to issue an indemnity bond because mine are already in place. And believe me, you can speculate in advance and name all the courts in the area, and unless you have a problem out of your general area of locale, then you're good to go. You could also ledger any of these instruments directly through a generic indemnity bond, which merely names the straw man and birth certificate accounts. That music means we've come to the end of the first hour. And folks, we're going to hit the technology hard during the second hour. When we return, we will directly address how I would move this case to third-party defendants and prosecute the third-party defendants within the first 10 days that I receive that offer. Please join me after the break. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy.
With recent international flight from the